Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM, and the KTAR News app.
All right, let's try to get caught up on another very busy news day. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
Arizona State University students have established an encampment at the school's alumni lawn, also known as Old Main. They are demanding that ASU divest from all companies tied to the state of Israel and want President Michael Crow to resign. KTAR News reporter Heidi Hommel is at the scene and gave us the latest updates.
There's about almost 20 tents and pop-up campers, pop-up camping tents that are set up. It was a sit-in before. They were all sitting down with their arms linked, kind of forming a circle around Old Main, and now everyone's actually jumping up and cheering, and they continue to chant ceasefire, free Palestine.
How should Arizona State University handle this situation?
They go in, they tear down the tents, and they arrest anybody that doesn't leave and kick them off campus and tell them if they were going to school, it's there. They're not going to school there anymore. It's an area they're not allowed to protest. They are trespassing. They are behaving badly, and they're making irrational demands. And the best way to handle this is to let people know it's not going to be tolerated. I am for someone speaking their mind. I believe in the right to protest, even if I disagree with you. Being violent and trying to follow what's happening on other college campuses and believing you're going to deal reasonably with unreasonable people doesn't work. Nip it in the bud, get it taken care of quickly, and let's move on.
Getting a loan to buy a home is getting even more expensive.
The average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is up for the fourth straight week now to 7.17%. That is the highest level since last November. The key reason why is the Federal Reserve is indicating it's not yet ready to lower rates because inflation is proving to be more stubborn than expected.
Can home builder companies impact mortgage rates?
Yeah, they can. And what they do is, and most of you know this, a new home builder is going to incentivize you to buy a new home because they can buy down the rates with other incentives. You know, in the end, does it wash out to be about the same? It does. But it gives people the perception and the idea of lower rates. In the end, what we are going to need is we're going to need inflation to drop. We're going to need rates to go down. And we're going to need people to start buying and selling homes again. I think it's going to happen this summer. I can't believe people are going to hold on forever. I think we are going to see a movement in this. Gas prices dip some. Food prices dip some, consumer confidence goes up, and before you know, I think we're going to see people buying and selling homes again. You are listening to Did You Hear This? We do it every day at 11:20 to catch you up on the big news stories.
Moscow says contacts between Russia and Iran at the top level and between their defense ministries have increased dramatically and amid growing security threats.
Word of the closer ties comes from Russia's defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. Meeting with his Iranian counterpart in Kazakhstan says the joint fight against international terrorism in Syria is an example of their long-term relations. Tighter cooperation now, he adds, has been prompted by the current tense geopolitical climate.
How should the United States monitor these increasing conversations?
I think the issue here is a couple of things. If you're watching closely, Russia was not nearly as capable or as strong as they said they were. That's evident with the extent of the war with Ukraine. They didn't march across Ukraine and just take over the country like people thought they were going to do. So they didn't have the capabilities many people thought, and they've diminished a great number of them. The Iranians don't seem to have the capabilities they keep bragging about because they fired over 200 missiles and drones toward Israel, and they weren't able to make impact with maybe one or two of them with the defenses led by the U.S. and the Jordanians and the Iron Dome in Israel. The big issue here is China and China's involvement. China's economy is growing again. China's economy is beginning to come out from the post-COVID era, and they are going to start trying to make lots of money. What we should be doing is having economic conversations with China so that we can do reasonable things with them so that they understand with our two major economies not at war with each other, that we are much better off, and get them to back off their backing of both Russia and the Iranians. If they can do that to a certain degree, we can stop a lot of the violence and get back to peaceful commerce and trade.
It was a big night for Arizona Cardinals football yesterday as they drafted wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. fourth overall. Harrison knows that he has big footsteps to fill in former Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald.
Yeah, I'm going to just go in there and be me. I'm not going to try to beat anybody else. Now, hopefully I can have the career that Larry had. That'd be amazing. But like I said, I'm just go there, try to be me, work as hard as I can, and help the team win football games.
How will Harrison impact the Cardinals offense?
I think he's going to be huge. The comparison comparisons a lot of times are bad comparisons because you shouldn't put that kind of pressure on somebody. But this kid, he's got a Hall of Famer for a dad who's been his coach for a long time. The kid is huge. He's got a big body. He's a great receiver. Everybody says he's a can't miss. I believe that to be true. If he's got a work ethic that matches his talent, which all of his coaches have said can happen, this guy's going to be a huge impact player for the Arizona Cardinals. Remember, the great thing about Larry Fitzgerald is Larry Fitzgerald had an amazing career and was an impact player no matter who the quarterback was. This is not a knock against Kyler Murray, but he was able to catch passes, get open, and score touchdowns no matter who was in that backfield. That kind of confidence from a quarterback with any receiver is a great thing to have. And let's not let off on Darius Robinson, the defensive end that they drafted. I think they started off the draft magically. I think they've done two great picks. And remember, the Arizona Cardinals have more picks in this draft than any other NFL team. Things have turned around. They've turned a corner, and it looks really good for the Cardinals in their future. Great job, Julia. Ended it with a sports topic. You gotta love that. How excited are you for your picks for your New York Jets?
You know, it's funny. I don't really pay attention all that much to college football. I was never really into it, so I don't really know much about the draft. I just read a lot of the grades that the beat reporters that I follow, when they write about it, that's when I'll read about it.
Well, you've got a quarterback that needs to be protected. Let's be honest. Which they did that yesterday.
Very happy about that, yes.
And so I watched the first round of the draft. I don't do it like other people do. It's not a big party for me, but I'm interested. And so I got so deep into the first round, I wanted to watch when the Cardinals made their second pick, so I was fun to watch that. But I'm also surprised at how many people are so into the draft. There was 250,000 people there. Is that right? Is that a right number, Jeff?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Incredible. It's,
you and I are old enough to remember when the NFL laughed at ESPN when they said, we want to televise the draft.
Right. Yes.
I thought this is the most ridiculous thing we've ever heard of.
I'm gonna start a fight. I know I'm going to start a fight.
I think it's because college football is even more popular sometimes than the NFL.
But the NFL's a juggernaut. I would be interested to see the ratings, and maybe you would too, Jeff. How was the first round of the draft up against the NBA and the NHL playoff games?
Oh, I think it would do very, very well.
Yeah.
The NFL, I've always said this, you could send a guy out in the middle of 50-yard line in June and have him eat a bowl of soup. If you put the NFL logo on it, it would get a 20 rating.
It would. So let me ask you a question, because this is going to start a fight. Have you seen the movie The Warriors?
No.
Oh, dang it.
Have we met?
Because I was going to make a reference to the Warriors, because that the draft party reminded me of the Warriors.
I will say one thing, though. I'm sick of that little tone.
Oh, yeah, me too. Yeah, whenever the pick is in.
When I go to Starbucks, but right before I order my drink, it should go ding, 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 ding. I'd like a grande latte.
I like the fact that the commissioner has embraced being hated so much. They boo him just to boo him.